Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we make a move toward the opening of whitetail, well, mule deer, Rio Grande turkey season for bow hunters next week. And for the deer, particularly white-tailed deer, which so many will be focused upon, there is a transition that takes place from the bachelor groups into toward the peak of the rut, basically.
Right.
And then your post-rut and all the different stages. And to get a better understanding of that, we're going to have Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor Bob Zeglin on. Goodness, if you could see his game room. Two stories.
Yeah.
Ground floor, his wife and two daughters. Bob's on the top floor.
Okay.
With Boone and Crockett entries, as well as now animals from around the world. But we're going to make him focus on whitetail.
Okay.
I told him, I said, you're supposed to be the whitetail.
Yes, don't wander.
Don't drift. Plus, we've got some news, updates you on some things in the firearm industry, as well as what's going on in the land of enchantment, or disenchantment, in New Mexico. Yeah.
Yep.
Plus a whole lot more. See, y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as I mentioned on last week's show, when we pulled the plug, I headed to South Texas, down Derby Way, south of Pearsall, to the G5 Ranch owned by Clint Graff, and had an absolute phenomenal trip with the guys from Weatherby. John Solberg came in from Weatherby with, I think he must have brought a transport of firearms with him, because we had range day with their long guns, as well as some shotguns. I evidently behaved well enough last year to be invited back, so that was pleased with that.
Were these Weatherby calibers or other calibers?
Both.
Okay.
And that was the neat thing.
Yeah.
There were so many long guns, and we had a range out to 400 yards that we were shooting. And they've got the Model 307. I'm going to be talking more about this in Texas Outdoors Journal. But it has a really cool configured stock. The butt stock collapses and folds at the pistol grip.
Okay.
All right. It's in 308, so it's a short caliber, and it's based on the 700 action, which is, I mean, there's so many different variables to the story.
Wow.
It's really, really quite cool. Then they've got a version of the Mark V that is scaled down to introduce people to the Weatherby lineup, okay? And I can't remember the model number, but we'll have that. Also, we were out dove hunting, and I got checked for the first time in decades by a game warden.
Oh, my.
Yeah. We pull into this field for the afternoon hunt, and this black truck, unmarked, pulls up, and I see two game wardens, and I went, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, you know? And this warden, I say, hey, warden, how are you doing? And I said, are we going to do this the old-fashioned way with the paper license, or do you want to see it electronically, you know, on the app, you know? And he goes, let's do it the old-fashioned way.
Okay.
And really cool guy. Got to talking. He knew a lot of the older game wardens and families that have that I knew. Andy Ozuna, and just a neat guy. Had a great time. We visited.
Right.
He checked the three of us right there.
Yeah.
The rest of the guys got off scot-free.
Oh, cool.
But that was cool. But besides John Solberg with Weatherby, there's Dave Richards and Jason Chansey, who is just a character with H&G Outdoors, the marketing group for Weatherby.
Uh-huh.
John Hurlitz, my buddy who owns Carol's Gun Shop there in Wharton, was there. And had more fun. Bill was introduced for the first, now I'm not introduced for the first time, about 10, 11 years ago, I hunted over a Mojo Dove that's on the stake, okay?
Right, right.
But let me tell you, folks, if you're not putting out a few of those little flickers, absolutely crazy. I mean, doves, you know how aerobatic they can be.
Mm-hmm.
They'll drop down. They're focusing on the little flickers like are birds on the ground and just swoop in, and all of a sudden, they're like a foot and a half off the ground, you know?
Yeah.
Had some land, and everybody's going, well, how did you shoot on the ground? I went, none.
No ground's losing.
No.
Right.
So, but that was pretty cool. You said you got a bunch of rain up at the ranch.
Yeah, up in the hill country. I'm right in between Mason and Brady, and both days I was up there. I mean, nice, steady rains. Had one frog choker. It was interesting because it looked like a lake out in front of the house, and then about 10 minutes later it was gone, you know, because of sucking it up into the ground. But, we needed it.
Oh, absolutely.
It was really good.
And
really
need
good.
More. We didn't get any in down in South Texas or toward the valley.
Yeah.
But there were parts that that got it, and hopefully much more is on the way.
We need it.
Texas Parks and Wildlife has released some information that we think you all need to know about. You know, for a number of years, if you go snapper fishing for red snapper, we've been using the iSnapper app. Well, they've discontinued that. And now the My Texas Hunt Harvest app has a section for the iSnapper. It's really important that you report your catch, because this regional management that the Gulf Council and the feds have agreed to allows Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, to manage their resources in their, you know, waters, in their state waters. So it's really important. But if you're going to catch some fish, reported on My Texas Hunt Harvest. Also, I'm kind of wondering what kind of calendar the media department for Texas Parks and Wildlife has. Okay. Because they go, hunter education courses offer hands-on hunting opportunities for beginners this fall. And what they have is opportunities are pretty cool. Trapping 101, February 2nd through the 4th of 2024.
Okay.
Waterfowl 101, December 30th and 31. And then Wilderness Survival, February 23rd through the 25th of 2024. Hmm. That's not fall.
Right.
But right. You can go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, tpwd.texas.gov, and look under Hunter Education for that webpage and see what they've got. And then the final thing that I've got, Harold, is that there's been a lot of pushback with us reverting back to the speckled trout limits pre-winter storm Uri and the freeze of 2021.
Uh-huh.
There's a number of people saying, leave it at three. I mean, and they're starting to recognize the influx of additional people. Right. And if the same percentage of those new people recreate on the coast, I mean, it's going to put pressure. I mean, there's only so many fish, so much we can do.
Right.
So anyway, there's all sorts of scoping meetings, but go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife, and you can search for it and see different scoping meetings coming up, mostly from the 17th of October through the 19th. Okay?
Hmm.
Give us an update on what's going on in New Mexico,
well,
would you?
Last week, you told you know, the news about the New Mexico governor just unilaterally saying what cities you couldn't carry in a state that's got an open carry law. So in a massive reversal, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham revised her original public health order, I love it when they use that, that temporarily banned gun owners from carrying their firearms in public in Albuquerque and the surrounding Bernalillo County. Now the ban only applies to individuals who are in parks and playgrounds. A judge has already struck down her original order. Biden-appointed U.S. District Court Judge David Urias said the violation of a constitutional right, even for minimal periods of time, unquestionably constitutes irreparable injury. Legal experts, including Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School, says Grisham's ban is flagrantly unconstitutional. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute, Grisham had told residents of her state. Well, adopted Texan Elon Musk says, how soon can this person be removed from office? At a risk of stating what should be obvious, deliberate violation of the Constitution is next-level illegal, said Musk.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Amen to that. Oh, that's great. All right, you got anything else before we go to a break?
Well, I mean, it's right quick, just for the heck of it.
It has to be real quick.
Well, it is. Nosler, celebrating 75 years. Leading manufacturer of premium bullets and ammunition. Suppressors now celebrating their 75th anniversary in business.
Ah, congratulations.
Nosler's got good stuff.
I love their 28 Nosler.
Yes, yes, I know.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been electric or fuel right after this.
America's best-selling truck for 46 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 46 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 46 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson, and we're having fun already. Yes, we are. I want you to know this portion of our show is brought to you by the blind for decades. The original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, the blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I'm still using five models that I bought over 20 years ago. The blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and by the way, dealer inquiries are welcome.
Absolutely, and on their website, you can go there and find a dealer near you, including Gibson's in Kerrville, Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, Texas, or down in the valley, Southwest Hay and Feed in Mission.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are rated as fair. Monday is rated as a good day. Tuesday is our single best day of the week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a trio of good days. Next Saturday and Sunday, slip to fair. This weekend, look for game to become active from either side of the noon hour and continue to forage until early evening, well before sunset. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will find this major feeding period of the day occurring from mid-afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. On Thursday and Friday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continue to forage until mid-morning. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from just before sunrise, continues until late morning. On Friday, September the 29th, there will be a full moon. On the coast, this weekend and on Monday, there will be a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Tuesday, a three tide day with two highs and just one low. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, a trio of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Next Saturday, another three tide day with two low tides, just one high. Next Sunday, a double tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, a lot is going on as we make a transition from the sweltering heat of summer into the fall patterns from Lake Calcasieu all the way down to the Sabine, the Galveston Bay Complex to Matagorda. Big change with temperatures starting to drop, some as high as the lower 90s as far as water temperature. But we're going to see with these cool fronts and the shorter photo period of the day, that water temperature is going to start to drop off as we get some more chilly weather. And what looks like now is going to be more toward the beginning of October at night. That temperature is going to fall off even more. A couple of things that are happening. Number one, birds are working in the region that I just mentioned from Calcasieu to Matagorda. The surf is still giving up some great fishing, some great specks. Actually, there's some other species that have moved in closer to shore. You're going to see fish moving up to the shorelines and being around the shallow to mid-bay reefs. Lower coast area, Port O'Connor, down into San Antonio Bay, around Cedar Bayou. You don't hear much about that, but that has reopened. And the small bays of Mesquite, Ayers, and then a little bit further is Lake Charles. Great fishing. Can't take a lot of pressure. So if you want to fish that, you might do that during, you know, the weekdays as opposed to a weekend. In behind St. Joe Island, in and out, beachfront or inside the back lakes, there's an exchange as tides fluctuate and some great fishing that takes place. South of the JFK Causeway just absolutely turns on. Redfish are on the move as they start to make their move toward the Gulf. The King Ranch shoreline, Baffin Bay, Landcut. South of the Landcut toward Port Mansfield, some great fishing has taken place. And Lower Laguna Madre is just filled with a variety of fish, including tarpon, snook around the jetties, And, of course, trout and redfish. Red snapper, you can go catch them out to 9 nautical miles.
Ah, we have a report from B.A. Steinhagen.
I knew you'd get excited over
course,
that one.
Of course, the river is fishing great for bass using small crankbaits and Texas rigged soft plastics.
Conroe. I almost took that out. I went, no, we don't need that.
Conroe, catfish are good on middle lake humps and ledges, as well as windblown points on catfish, bubblegum, liver, worms, and punch bait fork. Bass are good early on topwaters and spinnerbaits in the back of the pockets and windy points on the main lake. Points and humps are good with Texas rigs and Carolina rigs in 4 to 8 feet. Shad patterned square-billed crankbaits are good in front of the flooded weeds in 2 to 5 feet of water. The Lake Fork crappie fishing continues to be excellent. Beginning to see eggs starting to grow and the fat building up on the females' brush piles. And the bottom of trees in 14 to 18 feet is where the best bite is. Sam Rayburn. The lake should turn over as the water temperature reaches the mid-70s. Bass are good in the lily pads with frogs along the edges of the pads with cinchos, wacky worms in the drains and points with Texas rigs and crankbaits. Tyler, catfish are good all over the lake on night crawlers and stinky bait. Bass are good on crankbaits in 8 feet of water. Bass drop, fishing well for bass. Frogs are wake baits early over grass is a great presentation right now. Working fast moving baits like shallow and medium crankbaits and spinnerbaits along the grass edges is getting some quality bites. Limestone. Largemouth bass are good in 2 to 12 feet of water using Carolina rigs, Texas rigs, spinnerbaits, chatterbaits. Crappie are on offshore brush, standing timber suspended in 6 to 13 feet with minnows. Still 100 fish days on crappie trips. Palestine, crappie are good using minnows and jigs on brush piles in 10 to 20 feet of water, standing timber and bridge pillars in 18 to 25 feet. Crappie will be suspended between 10 and 18 feet. Largemouth bass are good offshore in 8 to 18 feet of water. Richland Chambers, much needed rain dropped 2 inches. The air temperatures were in the 70s and 80s, and this lowered the water temperature to the mid to low 80s. The most consistent bite continues to be hybrid stripers and eater-sized blue and channel cats, Texoma. Striped bass fishing is good using topwaters early in the morning along the shallow flats on the west end of the lake. Swim baits catch fish in 10 to 15 feet of water on humps near the creeks. Whitney, striped bass are excellent from Bear Creek to the dam in 25 to 45 feet of water on live bait, flutter spoons, umbrella rigs, or swim baits.
All right, heading to South Texas down Corpus Christi way, we're on Lake Corpus Christi. Catfish are good in 10 to 15 feet of water with carp. Crappie are good in 10 to 15 feet of water on minnows. Down in the valley, Falcon Reservoir, trophy catfish are good with with cut or live bait in 10 to 30 feet of water. Gar fishing's good with a rod and reel on cut carp or tilapia in the middle or back of creeks. Brownwood, bass to 7 1/4 pounds are been good on jigs and shaky heads. Black bass are good also on crankbaits and frogs in 2 to 15 feet of water. Allen Henry, the crappie bite has really picked up in 20 to 30 feet of water using minnows and jigs suspended over trees. Coleman, crappie are excellent mid-lake to the river mouth and the trees on the channels on minnows and jigs. And Meredith, catfish are good on crawlers, minnows, chicken liver, and frozen shad. White bass are excellent on minnow slabs or any vertical presentation. And walleye continue to be good with lots of fish being caught using minnows, grubs, and crankbaits. And that night bite continues.
Hey, heading to the Hill Country Canyon. With water temperature dropping, fish are starting to feed first thing in the morning. Catch these bass with a topwater or crankbait around shallow rock or shallow grass on a swim bait. LBJ, catfish are good in 30 feet of water with punch bait. Crappie continue to be good with minnows and chartreuse jigs in 16 to 22 feet of water over brush piles. Travis, Lake Travis is fishing great for bass. The topwater bite has been good using walking style baits along the shores as the bass are chasing bait up tight.
And this week's hunting report is brought to you by Dallas Safari Club. Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for a well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of Dallas Safari Club is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of a well-regulated hunting and the sustainable use of wild resources. Dallas Safari Club is a member of International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at DSC's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference of becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of their growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. Well, as we mentioned at the top of the program, hunting season's underway. Central zone through October 29th, as well as in the south zone. North zone first split goes through November 21. The September teal season will close this Sunday, the 24th, as well as the Gallinoo, Rail, and Moorhead, and the early goose season. And, but, you know, we've always got the south zone javelina season and the other open squirrel season that runs through August 31. All right.
Yeah.
You've been so good of late. What are you driving?
I'm going to be good again. I'm saving some up for you for later on. But anyway, no, gasoline. Okay, the 2023 GMC Canyon 4-wheel drive AT4X crew cab. Neat-looking compact truck. A little 2.7-liter turbo, but it's pumping out 310 horsepower, 7,700 pounds of towing, which is pretty cool for something that size. And it's ready to get off the road. It's got special shocks, a differential driver selectable, full-locking front diff, full-locking rear diff, trailer brake controller, two-speed transfer case, all those goodies, wireless charging inside, hitch view camera, which really helps out. Very comfortable 8-way driver power seat, power lumbar driver seat, heated steering wheel, which I really like. Driver and front passenger heated seats. 120-volt outlet in the bed, which I really appreciate. This one has some sexy black high-gloss 17-inch wheels on it. A lot of LED stuff. Front red recovery hooks are sort of stylish. A lot of safety equipment, including rear park assist, rear cross traffic braking, rear pedestrian alert, and blind zone steering assist. But very capable on and off the road. But this one was so tricked out. It had a beautiful red and white interior. And my only thing was like, why? Because the armrest in the back is white leather in a truck. Out there, yeah, right. Get that sweaty arm down on that white leather. Oh, it looks good, though, for a while. Anyhow, this one loaded to the gills is 58. I mean, it's just really, really good looking. Good, solid ride for a vehicle this size. This one is volcanic red on the outside and an obsidian rush interior. Ooh, 16 miles per gallon city and highway. I don't know how it does that, but it does it. But neat vehicle, the 2023 GMC Canyon 4-wheel drive ATX 4X crew cab.
Can't you see some guy, big burly guy, get out of his truck and go, my interior?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, because not too many big guys are going to be in this one. You wouldn't fit in the back seat.
Oh, really?
No.
Take the front seats out.
Huh? Yeah, right.
Maybe.
About it, yeah.
All right. We're going to move from on or off-road. Oh, just a side note.
Yes.
I'm seeing more and more anti-post on social media about EVs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the reality is starting to set in.
Well, plus we're being forced. That's the point. The push. And people are getting fed up with that.
People keep on being fed up.
There you go.
And make a difference. All right, we're going to take a break. Bob Zeglin, Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor, he's going to set us straight on the upcoming whitetail buck rut.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, we've been telling you for months and years now, you need to have Fortified Cottonseed out on a regular basis. Put it around your water resources. Not just one, but put several, so that the dominant buck can claim his, and the rest of the herd can get theirs. The savings from all the reports that we're getting, better than a 2.5 to 1 savings over traditional protein.
Because they're only eating what they need. That's the neat thing about it.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't just pig out like they do on the other side.
Exactly. And by having it now, even though we're maybe getting some rains, maybe we're going to get a few fall forbs there's the rigors of the rut that everybody will deal with, particularly bucks. Have it out. Go to your local Tractor Supply. Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Watch the video to hear the entire story. Find a local independent dealer near you. Or if you need a bunch of it, give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And remember, pigs and raccoons don't mess with it.
That's Harold's favorite point.
Well, it is. I mean, all the other stuff I've got, that they mess up, you know.
Right, exactly. 33 years ago, actually it's more like probably 34 years ago, I met a pretty cocky wildlife biologist and was introduced to him by Gordon Eastman.
But you didn't say young wildlife biologist.
He was back then. So was I.
We all were.
And still not as old as Bill Olson.
And he's still as lippy as ever.
There we go. Well,
yeah. Bob Zeglin, how are you doing, my friend?
Always good to be with you and Harold, I'll tell you that much.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
All right, we're kicking this thing off because next weekend bow season opens. And as big as this state is, we know that the peak of the rut occurs at different times, from late October, the first few days of November down on the coastal prairie. Uh-huh. Hill Country's Thanksgiving, South Texas about December 15, 16, in that range. Take us from the bachelor groups that bucks are running in and the transition that they make toward when they break up and the rut starts getting serious.
Well, you know, the bucks have been
consolidated. They spend much of their time together during the summers, but they've formed their social hierarchies, of course, in the past, being 4, 5, and even 6, 7 years of age. So basically, anytime now, and beginning maybe as of a week or so ago, we've seen some breakups of the buck groups, and they'll be starting to isolate, because as day length changes, the amount of testosterone, the hormone testosterone, will elevate in that buck, and that's when their antlers solidify and they become much disturbed with each other. There's a lot of angst between deer following the rise in or the elevation of testosterone. So bottom line is, these animals are separating. But the nice thing for hunters, early hunters, is that buck movements, particularly a mature buck, if you find one, if you're fortunate enough to find one, basically is that they are somewhat predictable. Okay, they're going to be actually spending the bulk of their time searching out their breeding core areas, and as they do that, they're going to be or can be seen generally on a daily basis. And this is going to change during the rut. You're going to see a lot of buck activity during the breeding season, say mid-December in South Texas, or or around Thanksgiving in Central Hill Country portions of the state. But what you're going to see is these animals are less than predictable. You may see more of them, a diverse array of them, but you're not going to see the same ones all the time, simply because their behavior changes so dramatically that they, because of their pursuit of females and estrus and other things, competition between other males, they're all off the charts when it comes to being active. So bottom line is, now is the time for sportsmen, particularly archery hunters. Archers have an opportunity to hunt a very predictable animal, an animal that's actually going to be in certain vicinities for a rather considerable length of time. Now, as we approach the Thanksgiving period, mid to late November, these bucks are going to start venturing off further. I've had bucks move that I GPSed to find out how far they moved after finding them after several years in a row, moved as much as 5 and 6 and sometimes 7 miles away from where they were in, say, late September, early October. So buck movements are predicated by day length changes, and they're also a result of breeding status of the animal itself, and they're all over the charts later. But right now, they're predictable, and sportsmen have an opportunity to take advantage of some of these young guys.
All right, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program, but when we come back, the very first question I want you to think about this, Bob, is we have heard over the years that the core area of a buck is about a square mile or so, or more than that. How that changes, and you talk about the predictability or unpredictability. Let's delve into that more. Folks, you stick around. We'll continue our conversation with Bob Zeglin right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The place to get the guns, ammo, and accessories you need is at the Houston Gun Collectors Association Gun Show in Humble this Saturday and Sunday, September 23 and 24 at the Humble Civic Center. Over 250 tables of the stuff you want. Tickets only $10 at the door, $9 online at hgca.org. Free for children under 12, ladies on Sunday, and free parking. Saturday and Sunday, September 23 and 24, the Gun Show in Humble at the Humble Civic Center, 8233 Will Clayton Parkway.
We're visiting with Bob Zeglin, Texas Outdoors Journal whitetail editor and biologist extraordinaire.
Ah, yes.
Hey, Bob, when I asked the question about the core area of deer, and I said square mile, which is 640 acres,
right.
I'm going, that seems awful small. What is it, have they narrowed it down, or is there any more definitive answer as to what the general core area of a whitetail buck might be?
You know, it depends on the habitat. If you go in East Texas where we were telemetering deer or using radio telemetry to analyze their core areas, they were much, much smaller than they are in South Texas. The average home range, for instance, off of around 18 bucks that we, mature bucks that we radio collared, Steve Damaris and I back in the 80s on the Peel and Seal Ranch, they averaged about 3,000 acres. But we had some move as far as 10,000 acres in the spring, which was incredibly challenging mentally to us why they would do such or perform such movements. But they do that upon occasion. As far as their breeding core area, you know, they're going to have I think much of their core area is developed based on the number of does within that vicinity. After all, the breeding core area is highlighted by the word breeding. So their activity there is focused around that activity. So if they're in an area, say, it can be magnified or enhanced to draw bucks into the smaller core area, so to speak, by having food plots or feeders, whatever you want to call it, out there where the animals are, particularly the females, are attracted to these convenient sources of nutrition. And by doing so, the bucks are going to be actually concentrating in that same vicinity. So there's a lot of ways that the animal core area is altered over time.
Gotcha. All right. Separate rubs versus scrapes, okay? I mean, rubs are pretty obvious. Scrapes can be, too, if you know what to look for.
Well, you know, a rub basically is, one characteristic of a rub is a licking branch above it, normally. And that is, a rub is a deer will tear up some brush, and he'll utilize the scent glands off his forehead to allow his sign of dominance, per se, indicate who's in charge of this particular area. And not to mean a licking branch is not common with a scrape either, because it is. Basically, a licking branch is an area above a scrape or rub in some instances, where the animal actually allows his other glands, like the Jacobson's gland, to and his glands just below the eyelids, to cover a portion of that bush with a scent that dictates, again, who is in that vicinity. And also, they use it to find out who else occurs in that vicinity. So a rub is nothing more than a tree that is tore up or a common post, so to speak. I've seen some areas with a 5 or 6 diameter, inch diameter fence post that's used year after year after year as a rub. And animals are just using that forehead scent gland to captivate an audience, so to speak. And in a scrape is an area that a deer will actually paw out with its front hooves, urinate in it, to which the material that he's urinating will flow down the tarsal glands, which also will add to the scent of what he's trying to allow others to identify with. Okay. And then there'll be the licking branch above a scrape as well. It is more practical than the rub and the licking scrape.
Gotcha. All right. Mentioned the differential of the peak of the rut in South Texas, coastal prairie, you know,
in central hill country regions, it's mid-November, Thanksgiving, actually. Thanksgiving when you're looking at the hill country. Christmas when you're talking about South Texas, to generalize it or make it more realistic.
All right, we got a couple of minutes, but I want to get this point across to the folks. Is within the different regions using the peak of the rut as the variable, all this transition and what takes place within that deer herd in that region takes place across the state at different times also, correct?
Yes. It's in the Poso-Oak Hickory region, November 10th through 11th, the highest conception rates occur, which indicates that's the prime peak rut period. In hill country, like I said, central, it even varies from the eastern part of the hill country. It's November 7th, based on studies by the Parks and Wildlife, studying the feet length of the fetuses in deer. They could break down a time period of when peak rut is. But in the western part of the hill country, it's December 5th, okay, as in the central, 20 to 24th. But in South Texas, basically on the eastern fringe of South Texas, it's going to be December 16th. On the western fringe of South Texas, it's going to be around December 24th, like I mentioned earlier.
All right, but let's don't leave our friends in the Piney Woods out.
In the Piney Woods, most of the breeding is being conducted between October 21st through the January 5th period. But in the north portion of the region, okay, November 22nd is the peak breeding season based on fetal lengths collected by Parks and Wildlife biologists that did a tremendously unique study years ago under the direction when Bob Cook was the director. And then in the southern part of the Piney Woods, November 12th is the peak of the breeding season.
Gotcha. Folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
And I'm going to say, great talking to you, Bob. Good answer.
You can get information from Bob Zeglin every month in Texas Outdoors Journal. And Bob, hey, we really ought to have you on more often than we do.
Absolutely.
But we do appreciate you joining us this weekend on Texas Outdoor News.
Oh, you bet. Enjoyed it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this. This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
If you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like a bunch is coming up.
Oh, indeedy. September 27th, the Houston chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Legacy Gala. Going to be at Lakeside Country Club. For information, ducks.org. And then the opener is September 30, mule deer archery season in 59 of 254 counties. September 30 again, whitetail deer archery only season. Most counties, really, except for two. Same date, Rio Grande turkey archery season only. Remember, archery only. And September 30 through October 15, pronghorn antelope season. That's in 41 counties. Need to check your annuals or go to tpwd.texas.gov to be sure where what is going on. And then go hunting or go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 46 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. I love their Mighty Mammoth work light. You like their headlamp.
Oh, love them.
Wakes up about an ounce and a half. Amazing. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. They hold a charge miraculously for 7 years. Plus, they can be charged... they can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20 again. 20% off, free same-day shipping, discount code TEXAS20, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Bob Zeglin, Outdoors Journal Whitetail Editor. And coming up next week's show,
yes,
Corey Mason, Dallas Safari Club Executive Director, going to take a look at some of the challenges, not only domestically, but abroad, that that club organization is monitoring.
Well, we're all in this together.
Without question.
Absolutely.
Without question, we are.
Okay.
So,
you're looking for something?
Yeah, I am. But well, they weren't supposed to know that.
I'll talk while you're... Oh, that's okay. Anyway, do remember to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Our shows are all archived there, plus a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. And remember, of course, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best is Texas Ford dealers. Also now, you can catch our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. So we're spreading the word. Remember... Whether you're in the woods or on the water, be safe out there so you can join us next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.